الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Page 167, the subject annulling a transaction or cancelling a transaction. She said خيار الفسخ or خيارات الفسخ. Any transaction naturally is respected, and one cannot cancel that transaction simply without any reason. But there are certain conditions mentioned in fiqh, and we are going to discuss them, in which according to these conditions one has the right to cancel the deal and return back his money and return the goods to the seller. Issue 446, the right to nullify a transaction is called khiyar. Khiyar is an option. So the options in which it is allowed to cancel the transaction. And in 11 cases, the buyer and or the seller have this right. They have the option to cancel the business deal. First, when they have not parted after having made the transaction, it's called خيار المجلس. When they have not parted means if they have the deal and still they are sitting in the same meeting, they are still sitting at the same place, they have not separated from each other. And at that time, one of the two parties, either the buyer or the seller, decides that he should cancel the deal. This deal is not suitable for him. For any reason, he decides to cancel the deal. Then he has that right to cancel the deal. So it is the option of the of the same meeting at the same time when they have that meeting. It's called خيار المجلس. Majlis is the meeting place. So as long as they are at that meeting in which they made the deal, they have this option to cancel the deal right away. I mean, if they make the deal and still after 2-3 minutes before they leave each other, one of them decide to cancel the deal, he has the right, because still the deal is too fresh and there is no responsibility. So if he feels that this deal is not suitable for him for any reason, he can cancel it at that time. Second, that one has been cheated. It's called خيار الغبن. Somebody buys a good and then he found himself that he has been cheated, and the price which was asked was not right, it is too expensive, or if the seller finds that the price is too cheap and he was not aware that the price is high for this good, so here he thinks that he is in loss. Ghubn is not actually cheating. Cheating is when somebody is intentionally try to cheat other people. But ghubn, not necessarily intentionally, he is not realized that the price is high for his good and he sell it cheap. So he is not cheating, but he is in loss. It is not the right price given to him. Or maybe the buyer, he found the price he has purchased the goods is too high, and it was very expensive that he purchased. He can return it back because the same good is available in the market with half price. So that might not be cheating in the true sense of cheating, but he has not purchased in its right price. So if a مغبون means he's actually in loss. because he's in loss, he has the right to return the good. Third, that during the transaction, a period is agreed upon during which one or both of the parties can annul the transactions. It's called khayar al-shart. I mean, if they made a deal and they said within 1 week we have the right to cancel the deal, so during that week, during that time, and because it was agreed upon in advance, each one of them have the right to cancel the deal. Shart is condition. So here, option of the condition, because one of the conditions were that within 1 week any one of them can cancel the deal. So this condition is respected, and each one of them, the buyer or the seller, have the option to cancel the deal. Fourth, that the seller or the purchaser gives his goods the appearance of being better than they actually are and acts in such a way that their value increases in the eyes of the people. It's called khiyar al-tadhis. Well, tadlis here is, I can say, cheating. Not like ghobn, because ghobn is not, cheating is not the right translation. Ghobn it might be overpricing or underpricing. I mean, too much difference. But here, tadlis is something like cheating when the seller shows his goods to be very good in such a way that the goods appears not in its actual condition. Or if the purchaser, whatever exchange he is giving, sometimes exchanges not with money, he exchange with some goods, and he shows his goods to be very good, but then actually it is not so. So here is actually cheating. Now if you buy a car, for example, and he puts certain things in the engine, so the engine shows very quiet, calm, nice, and you think the engine is very good condition. While actually after 1-2 days you realize that the engine is in very bad condition and needs to be overhauled or changed. So now here the car which was sold was not the same as it was shown at the beginning. He has cheated. And it is mentioned about vegetables especially. The green vegetables, if it becomes old, it will show. So they put water over vegetables to show that it is fresh. And this is again tadlis. If it is not fresh, then he cannot show them as fresh and cheat the buyer with that. Fifth, when the purchaser or the seller makes a condition that he will do something or that the goods he is giving are special and then does not fulfill that condition, in which case the other can annul the transaction.
Cannot fulfill a condition.
So during the transaction there is some conditions, and these conditions are not fulfilled by the buyer or by the seller. So here the other party can cancel the deal, because he made the deal with these conditions, now if the conditions are not fulfilled, then he has the right to cancel the deal. That in the article or what is given in exchange for it, there is a defect.
Aib is defect.
If somebody buys something and found that it has certain defects, naturally he has the right to cancel the deal because this is not what he has asked for it. If you buy cloth or a suit and supposed to be in good condition, and when you come home you find that this suit it has a defect in certain part of it, naturally that defect will change the price of the suit and will not meet the need of the party, so he has the right to return it back because it is defective. Seventh, that it is clear that a part of the article which has been sold is jointly owned by another person, in which case if that owner does not consent to the transaction, the buyer can either annul the transaction or take the money for that part from the seller. Likewise, if it becomes clear that a part of the payment is jointly owned by someone else and its owner does not consent to its transaction, the seller can annul the transaction.
Here is called Khiyar. The Dahar of Sofa. The Ba'al some of it, so that all means to come two parts. Sofaka is the deal. Now, here there is the deal which belongs to two people. And one is selling his goods and goods of his partner. Now, if his partner does not agree, here one can return all the goods and cancel the deal because he is buying all the lot. Now if the seller is not owner of all the lot and he cannot buy all the lot, and his partner also cannot be convinced to sell, naturally for the buyer he has the right to return all the lot, or he has the right to divide the deal so he can buy whatever belongs to the seller and leave the other part which belongs to his partner. So here there is another partner, either for the buyer there is a partner or for the seller there is a partner.
If the buyer is not using his money, he's using money of his partner, so that money is unlawful without acceptance or consent of the partner. So he and the seller can either return all the cancel all the deal, or he sell up to the amount of the money of the buyer, and he leave the amount which belongs to his partner because that is unlawful. And that the seller informs the purchaser of the special characteristics of a defined commodity which the buyer has not seen, and later it becomes clear that what the seller had said was not correct, in which case the customer can annul the transaction. Likewise, if the customer informs the seller of the special characteristics of the specified thing that he is giving in exchange, and later it becomes clear that what he said was not correct, then the seller can annul the transaction.
This is called khiyar al-ru'ya.
Now somebody buying a good and it was described to him in certain condition, he has not seen it yet, and when he sees the good it is not as it was described, so because he purchased it before seeing it, now he has the right after seeing it, and if it is not up to what has been say to him, then he has the right to cancel the transaction. Or even if the seller is asked to get certain goods for what he is selling, and when he sees the goods, he found these goods are not up to the standard he is expecting and it was specified. So because after seeing, then the judgment is right. Before seeing, his judgment might not be right about it. So here there is option for returning the goods. To issue number 4. No, 4 is cheating. He has seen the goods, but he was cheated. Appears to be good by cheating it. If it has a defect, that defect was not shown in the goods. So later on, when he examined the goods properly, he found that there is certain defect or difference in condition, and it's not as it was shown. Here, it makes difference because here has not been seen at all. That is why I say option of seeing it. He described that I have a car which is very good, very nice, excellent car. You buy it from me with 10,000 dirham. He said, okay, I have purchased it from you, and they made the deal. Now when he came and saw the car, it was not as it was described. He has not seen it before. So here, because it was not seen, he has the option to cancel the deal, because he has to see it, or it has to come according to the characteristics mentioned before. But number 4, khiyar al-tadlis, cheating, he sees the car, but there are certain defects in the car are not shown, and the car is shown better than its condition. Later on, he realized that the car is not that good. It was not as it was shown, and described, and the condition was there. The vegetables you buy in the market and it looks very fresh, and you buy it as if it is fresh and you pay the money for that. When you come home and when the water dries, you see, well, this vegetable is not fresh. They show it that to be fresh, but it is not fresh. So here it is tadlis. The cheating is there. Nine, that for 3 days the customer does not pay the payment of a commodity that he has agreed to pay in cash, and the seller likewise does not need delivery, in which case if the customer has not stipulated that he will delay the payment, the seller can nullify the transaction. But if the commodity is like some fruits that if they remain 1 day will be worthless, then if payment is not made until the night without it having been stipulated that the payment was to be delayed, the seller can annul the transaction.
is called khiyar al-ta'khir. Option of delaying or delaying the thing.
Now here, since the deal is in cash and he has to pay the money right away, but instead of paying, he said, okay, 5 minutes, I will go and bring money. And he went 5 minutes, and 1 day passed, 2 days passed, 3 days passed, and he did not bring the money to pay the seller. Now the seller has the right to cancel the deal. He cannot claim for it. Suppose the price of that goods has gone high and he did not come back. He purchased it, but he did not come back till 3 days. Now the seller has the right to cancel the deal because it was not given to him on time and there is delay. If he says that I will delay from the beginning, then that is okay. That is a transaction, a delayed type of a transaction which was discussed before. That he buy the things now and he say, I will pay you the money after 1 month. Then it is one of the conditions accepted. But now in this case, if it is to be paid in cash and he could not pay for 3 days, generally the seller has the right to cancel the deal. Or if he buys in cash and the seller cannot provide the goods for 3 days, naturally the buyer can cancel the deal. And that's 3 days, say, for goods which will remain for some time. But if it is something like vegetables and fruits which has to be sold fresh here, and if he buy fruit and he is not paying the money, now the seller cannot keep the fruit for 3 days, because then it will be spoiled completely. Then his right is till the night, you know. If till the night the money is not brought, he has the right to sell it. Yeah, because they made the deal. They made the deal. No, the first price, because they made the deal, he purchased it. Whether it becomes higher or lower, then now he sold the thing. And if the money is brought within 3 days, he has no right to cancel the deal. His right to cancel the deal is after 3 days payment was not made. Now if within 3 days, maximum 3 days, payment is being made, then he has no right. Whether it will go higher or lower, no one of them can cancel the deal. Unless both agrees to cancel, that is something else, but one of them cannot cancel it. He has no right, because he has already purchased the thing and he paid the money. Then, that an animal is bought, in which case, for 3 days, the purchaser can annul the transaction. And if in exchange for the animal, another animal is given, then for 3 days, the transaction can also be nullified by the seller. It's called khiyar al-haywan. Now, to buy the, an animal, here, there is already option for 3 days to return this animal to the seller. The animal differs from the goods. Even if he pays the money, still within 3 days he has the right to return the animal and ask for his money. And if the seller sold his goods and he took animal instead of money, instead of his good, in exchange of his good, then again for the seller there is right within 3 days to return the animal to its owner and take back his goods. And sometimes goods are in exchange with money, sometimes goods are in exchange with another goods. So if there is animal given or taken in any deal, then the one who takes the animal has the right for 3 days to cancel the deal. Eleven, that the seller is unable to give delivery of the commodity that he has sold. Like if he has sold his horse that has run away, in which case the transaction can be nullified by the buyer.
He's unable to deliver the goods.
So now if the goods are not delivered, taslim is delivery. Ta'azzur means difficulty. So if you are impossible, then if it is impossible to deliver the goods, naturally the buyer has the right to cancel the deal, because the goods he has purchased was not delivered to him. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Is there any question to you? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين. محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Come to another subject of Islamic economy, and that is we have to understand that Islamic economy is a part of a whole, means is a part of an Islamic system for life, a system which covers all aspects of life and try to locate each thing in its proper place and to bring cooperation and harmony between different aspects and different rules and regulations. We cannot take the ideas and rules and regulations of Islamic economy separately without seeing it how it will show when it comes as part of an Islamic system for life. You see, if you give a small example now, if you say, what do you say about beating a child? Naturally, you want to say that it's very bad. But now you say, if beating is necessary punishment for a better bringing up of a child, then what do you say about it? And everybody will say that if it is necessary, then that is good. So now, certain things, when they are taken separately, they may look odd, but when they are taken with the natural position, then it will show that it is right. The circumstances and the environment and the ideas behind it, it will make a lot of difference about that thing. Now when we discuss about Islamic economy, the system of economy in Islam, that cannot be looked always independent of
other Islamic values and other Islamic rules and regulations. But we have to look to it as part of a whole system for life. And we have to understand the Islamic system of life, and by understanding that, surely we see that Islamic economy is a very good system, and it comes in harmony with other rules and regulations. We have certain examples of relations between Islamic economy and other aspects of life. Islamic economy and belief of the Muslims. Muslims who believe in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in the Day of Judgment and believe that this life is not their permanent life. There is hereafter, and that is their permanent life. So this belief will make a lot of difference in the way how the Muslims look to the effect of money or to ownership of money. Sometimes not the law will be the effective one, but the way the people who practice the law, how they will react toward that law. If the people react with reason, with understanding, then the law will be enforced beautifully. And if the people are willing to cheat, naturally sometimes the law cannot control them always, and there are always weak points to run away of the law. Now the Muslims will believe that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them, and they believe that inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum, the most honorable one among you is the most pious. The standard for evaluating a person is his piety, not his will. Well, it's not the standard, because they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah looks to their piety rather than he looks to their will. So the main concentration is to be more pious rather than to be more wealthy. And that by itself is one of the reasons which will prevent collection of money, and that drive of Muslims to collect millions over millions and billions over billions of money and make that of capitalist system with deprivation of so many poor people in the country. So this belief in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a lot of difference in the effect of Islamic economy in that society. The society where they have the belief of, they have no belief in God, so naturally the only value for them is the wealth. And they will look to wealth as something great and important, and everybody tries to keep his money rather than to spend it in the right way. So in that economy, naturally many side effects will happen. Certain people will be deprived, will die of hunger, will suffer, and certain people will be so rich they don't know how much they owe and what they are going to do with their money. So Islamic economy has been good in bringing justice to the society because of the effect of belief. Second, the concepts of Muslims. The second matter in
Islamic system for life, which will affect the economy, is the concept of Muslims about life, about the world, and about values available. The money in Islam is not an aim, but is a mean. Money is not a target in the concept of Muslims, but is a mean to get certain things. By money one can have a respectful life, and at the same time with money one can help and support others and get more and more thawab and reward from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the concept of money in Islam differs from its concept with non-Muslims. And since it is a mean, the people will not go beyond certain limits. Because money is, again, there is a responsibility for the money. The money is not only right, but the money has responsibility for the Muslim, because we are questioned in the Day of Judgment about the way we have gained and the way we are spending our money. As you know, in many ahadith, the Muslim is asked, عَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَ أَنْفَقَ. Human being in the Day of Judgment will be questioned, or maybe in the grave also is questioned about his life and other things, and one of the things is about money, from where he has gained his wealth and where he has spent his wealth. So the money here is a responsibility for the Muslim, not only a right and the source of the pleasure. And since it is responsibility, he has to fulfill his duty towards money, and that by getting the best usage of this money. And this best usage is by helping others with it. The third point to be mentioned about the sentiments of the Muslims toward each other. In Islamic system, of life, the Muslims are responsible of each other. And they feel brotherly feeling toward each other. They love each other. They cooperate with each other. They look after each other. and they trying to solve needs and problems of each other. These sentiments are important to bring social justice in the Muslim society. And then Islamic economy will meet its target by this value for Muslims. We have إنما المؤمنون أخوة. Surely the Mu'mins are brothers to each other. قال والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض. The male believers and female believers, each one of them is wali of the other, either the lover of each other or is the guardian of each other. So each Muslim is the guardian of another Muslim. He feels a type of responsibility toward other Muslims. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا آمَنَ بِي مَنْ بَاتَ شَبْعَانْ وَجَارَهُ جَائِعْ. He has not believed in me, the one who is satisfied and his neighbor is hungry. So if the neighbor is suffering of hunger, one cannot stay that night satisfied unless he meets the needs of his neighbor. So such type of feelings and sentiments and emotions in the Muslim society naturally will have its effect to preserve Islamic economy. Prevention of israf and tabdir, prevention of wastage of money. Now it is haram in Islam to waste our money and spend it lavishly for no benefit and no proper usage. Whatever thing which has value should not be wasted. If little food remains in the dish, it is not allowed to waste it. It either should be eaten or should be kept, for example, in the fridge to be eaten later on, or it might be given to birds or animals, and so on. So proper usage of the wealth should be there. And exceeding the limit is not accepted in Islam. So in this case, whatever needs of the Muslim Ummah is there, that will be met. More than that, it will not be useful. There are lots of countries who waste their food, and that naturally will affect the economy of that country and other countries. You know, nowadays it is mentioned that every year America used to burn thousands of tons of wheat in order to keep the price of wheat internationally stable. Now burning thousands of tons or millions of tons of wheat while other countries have people dying of hunger, that is naturally injustice. And burning wheat is type of wasting. You are not allowed to waste. Last year in Australia I mentioned that Australia had huge number of sheep that was extra, and they had burned 2 million heads of sheep so that they keep the price high, and that is extra for that country. Many charity organizations ask to get these sheep free, and they will send it as food for third world countries, but the government refused with the excuse that giving meat is not part of charity and is not regarded in the programs of helping third world countries. Well, why not, if meat is the best protein and the most costly protein, and if it is given, it will help naturally to prevent so many diseases of malnutrition. And so on, well, many other things are then that is on state level. And if you come to a private level, many people, whatever extra food they have, they just waste the food. And this means they increase their expenses with certain percentage, 10, 20, 30%, sometimes 50, 60%, sometimes even 90% of their expenses are increased by wastage, spending lavishly the money. That is naturally